WGIV Pineville, Charlotte, WGCD Chester.
Good morning. This is the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. This is Dr. Leslie with you, and I got Gagan Hunter to the right.
Blessings.
Thanks for being with us today, Gagan. We are going further into that conversation that we started a few weeks ago, the truth about the truth. You know, Gagan, I've been looking into this a bit, and I'm wondering how much of the population doesn't have some kind of, you know, deep wounds from childhood and have aspects of ourselves that are still the wounded child, to be honest. We're, you know, you would call that the adult child, to where there's part of us that really hasn't grown up. Because why? Because of particular wounds from the family dynamic that have caused us to get a bit stuck, okay? And for some of us, it might have been at 4 or 8 or 12 or 16, you know? Look at yourself at your worst moments and ask what age that person is.
Amen.
So today we're going to be going a bit further into that. Now, as we're starting out the show, I really wanted to bring forward information about a couple of events. And this is for those who are local here to Charlotte or feel moved by the Spirit to jump on a plane or a bus and come on over. So we welcome all. And the first thing I wanted to talk about is a group that I am going to be leading on Monday nights. Now, this is brand new, starting this coming Monday, which is September the 9th, at a place called Alara International Healing Center or Wellness Center. Alara International is at 155 Joe Knox Avenue in Mooresville, North Carolina. So this is just north of Charlotte, right on beautiful Lake Norman, which is where my sweetheart hubby and I live now. And by the way, we celebrated our one-year anniversary last weekend.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. And don't forget, listeners, that was the direct results of a intentional manifestation step that I call a heavenly order. And we'll, you know what? If you didn't hear about that story, go on the website, bridgeholistichealing.com. Again, that's bridgeholistichealing.com, and scroll down the previous shows and look at the one. You'll see the picture of my husband's big, fat, toothy grin with me as his bride hanging over his shoulder. It was on our wedding day. And listen to the show where my husband Ken is on talking about the miracles that we've manifested in our lives and his history, because I'll tell you what, I guarantee you, no matter where you are in your walk of life, you will feel inspired and be given hope by this man's story. I mean, the heavens did not bring me some ordinary fella. But you know what? This unusual man was a perfect fit for the also somewhat unusual, outside the box and off the leash, Dr. Leslie. So, and this is what we're all together for. You know what? If you want to manifest some amazing miracles in an unusual way, jump onto that show, right? And listen to our story of how that happened. Okay, back to the topic of the minute, which is the Monday night gathering, September the 9th. This is going to be Monday evening meditations. Do you know that the word meditation is used in the Bible more than the word prayer? I believe that prayer, for many people, is a one-way conversation where we're talking at that which we call God. I perceive meditation as being listening. Listening. Do you know that sometimes we're just doing too much talking and not enough listening? Especially when it comes to our divine guidance. Because that is where we're going to move into the life of our dreams with ease and joy and glory, when we can tap into being able to hear the inner voice of that which we call God, being able to have guidance from above that actually is coming from a place of unconditional love and all-knowingness, and ability to give us the perfect next step to be in our aligned path. And that's where we get all the goodness and joy of life. It's really a good life when you're in the zone, wouldn't you say?
Definitely.
So this Monday, 1 hour meditation is going to have two components, and the first will bring through an activating form of meditation. So we're going to use sound visualization or breath each week to enhance your intuitive awareness, or so to speak, to raise your antenna. Okay, this segment will also facilitate the awakening of your inborn gifts of your soul to be more of who you truly are. Okay, now the second segment of this weekly group is going to be a deep stillness type of meditation, which brings healing of the body and the mind. Okay, this will happen through precise focus of your breath and mental awareness in a way that clears the energetic pipelines of the body, or the meridians, that brings the nervous system out of its fight or flight response to life stresses and into a state of peace. Okay, just get that most of us are running around all the time in a state of defense. Okay, even when the car in front of you slams on brakes before that traffic light, your body goes into a fight or flight defense response that, unless you really pay attention to let that go, and then you get your neck stressed because your boss said that thing to you, or your husband was late, or you burnt the chicken, you know, then we end up with like this accumulation of layers of tension from the body reacting in its fight or flight response because things didn't go the way we expected them, and we feel threatened in a way at our deepest core. So this meditation will help shift you out of that stressed state into a state of peace. Okay, this means that we're experiencing less reactivity and more centeredness and ease in daily life. All right, that's the end result. When you practice a good form of meditation regularly, you will end up being more at ease and centered in your daily life.
You know, Dr. Leslie, one of the fascinating things that you were talking about is that you said in defense mode. Well, I've been studying, and is that there's basically only two responses. The body's either in defense or protective mode, are in rebuild and nourishment mode.
Mm.
And you can't be in both at the same time. So if you're in protective mode, your body begins to shut down other functions to move the energy to the fight or the flight situation. So your nutrients don't get absorbed, your vitamins don't get absorbed, you're not in a regeneration mode. Your immune system is on high alert. So your body intuitively knows when it's in, it's like a machine in some ways that has certain responses. So when you're in that protective mode, you're not in growing mode.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and that is so accurate. And just to expand on that a little bit for the listeners, when your body kicks into this fight or flight response, okay, and this is your what's called the sympathetic
nervous system.
Kicking into play, okay? It's being sympathetic to what it's perceiving as your threatening circumstances and going, okay, we got to do something to stay alive right now. It shuts down the blood flow to your digestive tract and increases blood flow to your muscles. It increases your heart rate. Hey, you notice when you go into the movies and the bad guy's being chased and then they go around, or the good guy, whoever it is, somebody's getting chased and you think you're that person. Your body can't tell the difference between thought and reality.
Correct.
Can I repeat that? Your body cannot tell the difference between thought and reality.
Wow.
Okay, just remember that the next time you're watching a movie that's got your heart rate going fast and your breathing going fast, and then something happens and somebody goes, ah! You know, your body is reacting in the same way as if you were there being threatened, that your own life was at risk. Okay, that's what your body's going through. It's perceiving that. So your blood flow to the digestive tract shuts down. It goes to your muscles so that you can run or fight. Okay, this is to survive. And you know what, folks? Let's move from trying to survive to thriving. You know, let's get out of the survive mode into the thrive mode, okay? And so we thrive when we are in that state of more ease and peace and growth and nurturing, okay? When the parasympathetic, which P is for peace, right? Parasympathetic nervous system is when your body is more at ease and it's able to nurture and nourish itself, like Gagan was saying. It draws nutrients in.
And just to tie it in, we were talking about childhood hurts and wounds. What's also interesting, and say that part again about the body not knowing the difference between reality
and thought.
Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? The subconscious mind does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't know the difference. It believes as if it's reality.
This is true.
So when we're in a situation where we're stuck in past hurts that's been lodged in the subconscious mind, some belief system that says, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, that also begins to shut the body down, and the body goes into that protective mode because the subconscious mind doesn't know the difference. It believes that this actually is happening.
Mm-hmm. And that, and this actually is the truth.
And so your body responds as if the event that maybe happened 25 years ago is still happening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? This is called being stuck in the past. All right? And so today's show is going to be a stepping stone towards moving out of that, moving out of that stuckness in the past and that aspect of ourselves, which has never grown past that date or that year as a child, right? Because we all of a sudden came to a screeching halt.
Correct.
Right? In that moment, or those number of moments that one built on top of the other, on top of the other, on top of the other, perceived or true trauma, right? That, you know what, folks? There is freedom available. We don't have to stay stuck with that. But going back to September the 9th, Monday Night Meditation Group, we are having a regular group coming together on Monday nights, all right? So come and join with us. Come and meet your community here, not just on the radio with your ears, but for those who it's available for, come on up and join us. This group is for $10, okay? You can, and you know what we're going to say? That's a suggested donation. If that's hard for you, then no one will be turned away. So you donate what you can. Suggested is $10. Dr. Leslie is your guide for guided meditations on Meditation Mondays at Alara Wellness Center on 155 Joe Knox Avenue in Mooresville. This class is going to go from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock. So from 6 to 7 on Monday night. If you want to know more about it, you can give me a call on 980-202-1055. That's 980-202-1055 for information about Meditation Mondays with Dr. Leslie. Okay? But by the way, these are non-religious practices. It's a wonderful, practical tool for enhanced, balanced living and health of the body, mind, and spirit for all, regardless of your religion or your spiritual practice. So we're looking forward to having you. Come on in Monday night at 6. Now, next thing I want to tell you about is Meet the Teachers at Alara, which is going to be on next Friday, September the 13th, from 6 to 8 p.m. This place is called Spirit of Alara, and it's joined with over 15 local teachers to provide you with exceptional learning opportunities. And the teachers will be available on September the 13th to answer your questions and fully describe what their offerings are. So Meet the Teachers is going to be Friday evening, September 13th, from 6 to 8. come and ask questions, talk with the teachers, and sign up for the classes that interest you. So there's a number of classes that are going to be available at this beautiful center. Make this a time of learning, a time of spiritual growth. It's a mind, body, and spirit connection at Spirit of Alara. Okay? If you want to check this place out a bit more, you can go to www.alarainternational.com. And I'm going to spell that for you. Alara is spelled A-H, like, ah, A-H-L-A-R-A, international.com for more info on that. Again, it's 155 Joe Knox Avenue in Mooresville, North Carolina. Okay. Now, back to today's topic, which, you know, I'm so glad that we've already gone into a little bit about the fight or flight response, our body's programming for survival, which is certainly kicked in when, as children, we are confronted with situations that are perceived traumas, whether it is watching someone else be traumatized. Because can I just say that psychologically, neurologically, when we witness violence, we are also traumatized. So even if you were party to abuse in the family that wasn't on you, you are also traumatized. Okay? And there are so many family dynamics that exist today that are about keeping secrets. Keeping the family secrets, okay, that have to do with people kind of shutting down. This man, Robert Becker, PhD, wrote this lovely book called Don't Talk, Don't Trust, Don't Feel, Overcoming the Power of Your Dysfunctional Family Secrets. All right? We're going to touch further on that today, and I just wanted to say that this man's put forward a really powerful step-by-step process of connecting with that wounded aspect of ourself and actually healing and releasing from the past. And in part two of the show today, we're going to go a little bit into the higher perspective of all this, folks, so that we can really understand that as traumatic and horrific as some things in life can be, there's actually a higher plan and a gift behind everything. And just remember that when we go to work out and make our body stronger, the physical, let's just say lifting weights or any kind of intense exercise, which really makes you stronger, an athlete has worked really hard to, number one, actually break the body down, actually cause micro trauma in the muscle tissues, okay? And then as that muscle brings in nutrients and creates a healing and repair of itself, do you know what it does? It makes itself stronger. Yes. And it grows. So there's growth and strength that comes from the healing of that injury that would never have been available if the injury wasn't imposed. And that is what exercise and working out is about.
And that is the perfection of the divine.
Absolutely.
That in every adversity there's a seed of equivalent or greater benefit.
I got chills on that right there, Mr. Gagan Hunter. I appreciate that. He's bringing that one through from above. Okay? So we must know that even though life can bring major challenges, there's a higher plan for it all. And before we ever came here, we consented and we chose to partake in the exact dynamics of our life. Because you know what? As hard as it can be at times, there's a massive gift that's available for every challenge. And Amen. There's growth and expansion that we are all playing a role in the actual expansion and growth and evolution of the whole universe. Mm. You know, we are all contributing to that. So we are making a difference on the planet and off the planet with everything that we do, even and most importantly, during our most painful moments.
Yes.
During our most painful moments. Now, We have a special guest who's coming on to join us here in one moment. And her name is Jill Mattson. We've had Jill on before. Her website is called jillswingsoflight.com. Excuse me. Jill is a celebrated author and musician, and this woman has more knowledge about the intricacies and science and history of religions around the world. She just brings a wealth of information and also a wealth of personal gifts as far as what she's bringing through, because the gifts that she's bringing to us and through her website as well have to do with sound for healing. And she's actually working with particular frequencies through sound and through music that bring about specific healing to us. So just get that. If you've already put in the hard work as far as getting the wound that's going to help us grow, and you've gotten a little stuck on the repair and growth and nourishment part, Jill's tools are one of those that will help bring that forward quickly and easily. And this is what we're about here, folks. Right. This is about us focusing on the healing so that we can get that growth and gift and blessing of what challenges life has brought and will continue to bring. It just gets easier. You know what? Just like when you're working out. The same old thing gets easier and easier and easier. And sometimes, doggone it, we've set it up to where the challenges get greater because the other, the lightweight stuff is just so easy. Right?
Right.
And we get greater growth still. So we'll get the gifts. Let's bring Jill on. Mark, can we bring Jill in?
Yes.
Welcome, Jill. Dr. Leslie here. Welcome. We've just been talking about the gifts that your sound work is bringing to help with the healing process after we've gone through the challenges, kind of like working out, kind of like building those stronger, bigger muscles when we break them down first with the wound, so that when we're focusing on the healing, you're...
And you know,
go ahead.
That's such a good point, because really, one of the ways that we heal is to receive. And people, I think, most people I know, I think, are better givers than receivers. And it's a certain energy to receive, to open up, to allow, to surrender, to have the gift of healing. And I can't think of a better way to open up than to listen to some sublime music that puts you in a place where it almost like vibrates you till you're ready to surrender and receive and start that healing process.
You know, I'm so glad you're saying this, Jill, because what comes to my mind, at the beginning of the show, we were talking about a meditation group that I'm going to be facilitating on Monday nights, and we were comparing prayer to meditation. And I was talking, and when you say this, I realize that, you know what? Meditation is receiving, and prayer is giving, right? So prayer is putting forward requests or giving praise or giving feedback. This is how it is, right? Prayer is giving. It's us putting out there. And you said for a lot of people, it's easier to give than to receive, you see. And so a lot of times it's easier for us to be doing that end of it than us to open into that receiving mode and being able to hear and listen to the voice of God, which, may I say, can speak to us through that inner voice, those thoughts and images that come to our mind in meditation, and can also come through frequencies of sound.
Well, in ancient times, they talked about the music of the spheres, and almost every culture did. And everyone had a different idea about how that came about. But if you think of the world in maybe even in terms of dimensions, you know, like there's a first dimension, a dot, and a second dimension, a line, a third dimension, height, width, depth, a fourth dimension, sound, time, and then, it just logically and mathematically, there's a fifth dimension, a sixth dimension, a seventh dimension. And the thing about sound and music is that music travels to different dimensions. It does it through a process called octave resonance. And octave resonance, isn't it just simple science, is that the same frequency, like, will resonate the same frequency someplace else. So if I have a violin and I'm playing an A string, and then I have another violin nearby, that other A string is going to magically start to sound. So vibrations travel on the same note, and they also influence each other. So the whole idea of music of the spheres would be higher dimensional conversation, codes, matrix, patterns, prayers, words of God, patterns in nature, and how these different sound vibrations can come right through to us in the here and now.
How beautiful. And what comes to my mind when you say that, Jill, and especially when you said about playing the one note on the violin, another violin in the room, it's going to start vibrating mm-hmm. on that instrument as well, that as we receive these the communion and communication with God into ourselves, and we have that note activated, then we also become instruments of that which we call God, to where we're vibrating that which will activate it in others. So we help spread the healing to others by being that frequency, aren't we?
Yes. It kind of reminds me of like we're one verse or one voice in the universe, or uni, meaning one verse. It's like when we sound something, we influence those around us, and you know, we kind of just jump in this huge wave pool. And here's another little scientific fact or thing I just discovered, is if you were to take a human voice and raise it 3 octaves, it sounds very much like crickets. And if you raise it 5 octaves, it sounds like bird chirps. And 7, you get it a sound similar to the dolphins. 9, it sounds like whales. And if you take that human voice and now raise it 11 octaves, it sounds like the little recordings on NASA space sounds. So we have like only this one consciousness between us, but you know, there are so many vibrations that go above and below our hearing range that influence us like universe wide. It's a huge symphony that we're singing in, and our harmony and our joy and our song is a blessing not only to us, but it's the best way to bless everybody else too. And that's why music is so important. And that's why I put some of these healing codes, patterns, matrices in my music, because it's so easy to receive.
And now see, and lovely, well put. Music is so easy to receive. It is. And you know what? I mean, what an easier form of healing could there be than allowing the frequencies to come into you through music, the sound of music, right? Jill Mattson, we're gonna take a brief break. We'll be back with you in just a moment. Listeners, stay tuned for more on the sound of healing, which is the sound of music by Jill Mattson.
I'm Judy Satori, and the other day I had a wonderful gift come to me. It was 4 different flower remedy mists given to me by Kathy Smith of CreatingHarmonyLLC.com. And what you do with these mists is you spray them on your neck, on the front or the back of your neck, and you breathe in the energy. And I must say, I was really staggered at how amazing they are. I used the meditation essence, and I sprayed it around my head and on my neck when I was doing my meditation. And I immediately felt a sense of stillness and calm come over me. But there's also flower remedy mists for grief, fear, and anxiety. And to help us release all these stresses from our life, I think this is a fabulous tool. We're all trying to create the good life. And that's what CreatingHarmonyLLC.com and Kathy's work and her products is all about.
And we're back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness on WGIV 103.3 FM and 1370 AM. It's Dr. Leslie here with Gagan Hunter, and we've got Jill Mattson on the phone. We are talking about the truth of the truth and how to actually move into the healing process of that wounded aspect of ourself that comes from going through the traumas of dysfunctional family as children, okay? And just reminding us all that there's a higher plan for all of that, and we were part of it. So in truth, there's no victimhood here, as hard as that is to hear, okay? As hard as that is to hear, and this is not to take away compassion or responsibility, But you know what? To focus on the gift, and to focus on the empowerment that we have, that we are truly, even though it may seem and appear otherwise at times, that we are truly the authors of our own life and the authors of our destiny, which says that as soon as we really get that, we can step fully into the driver's seat and conduct exactly how our path is going to go with intention and awareness.
Right.
And right now we're going to go into just a little conversation on the steps of recovery from the wounds of childhood and the wounds of the family secrets. This is Robert Becker's input, and Jill would love your input on it as well, and from your perspective, the tools that can help us. Robert says that stage one of recovering and healing from the past is understanding, debriefing, and grieving. Okay, so just get that the worst thing we can do is to totally disconnect and pretend like nothing happened. Okay, you have to feel it to heal it. Do you get that? You have to feel it to heal it. And treating the symptoms and not the causes of our problems will only continue our difficulties. Okay, we really have to be willing to get in there with conscious awareness and acknowledge, to be honest with ourselves, number one, about the past. Be honest with ourselves about the past and about how family secrets began and their impact on us. Okay? We need to be willing to take a look and be honest about what that is. And then we can't let our family dysfunctions continue to control our adult lives, okay? If we are to grow, we must understand our pain. So that's the understanding part. And then let go of those past liabilities, which is debriefing, okay? This is talking about connecting with and even writing, expressing, okay, communicating even with someone else about the past, liabilities, and then grieve the losses of our childhood or whatever loss occurred there. And in talking about this step, I just wanted to touch on that debriefing the trauma is so validated in the scientific community, even after people have had a plane crash or victims of traumatic a plane crash, victims of a child trauma, a prisoner of war who's come out. The prisoners of war and people who've survived a plane crash are even held in a debriefing scenario to where they are expressing and talking about what just happened before they're reunited with their families, because it's been shown that the sooner and the more completely they can debrief and actually go through in their minds and even express what happened for them, the more fully they're able to come back and live a normal life and to heal from the trauma. So, Jill, when you were talking about sounds being able to come in and intervene, how would you say we could use sound as healing when we're looking at this stage of recovery, of understanding our pain, you know, of acknowledging it, mm-hmm. of communicating about it, and of grieving? How can sound help us go through feeling and grieving?
Okay. I'm going to answer each one separately, if that's okay.
Good for you. I hope you were taking notes.
Okay, so first one would be understanding. And your body understands, and you have more in your subconscious mind than you realize. Every second of the day, your emotions are running. It can't not. It's an octave of frequencies, and it interplays with every single thing in your body, in your environment. So while you think you're doing a math problem, you're still running feelings. Most of it is underground. So simply making noises, even if when you're alone, just a groan or a sigh, they are outlets. They are an energy channel to help you to understand your own pain. And as far as understanding, I'm just going to tell just a little tiny brief story about my mother, who had done some very difficult things to all of us as child, and I found as an adult, I have that in common with most people. And my sisters and I had a hard time forgiving my mother, and I can often, I just read her diary. She had kept copious diaries that I found upon her death, and I saw a beautiful child who was absolutely devastated by her parents. Mm-hmm. And so then, rather than my mother being the perpetrator, I began to think it was my grandparents. But I'm pretty good at, like, going into past lives. And I did that one day, and I just kind of flipped, and it went right in to my grandfather's life. And I saw him as a beautiful young child getting tortured and, like, abused by his father. And so I see that, you know, we are involving and help each generation, passing on a little bit or less of the pain, and that's our gift of love. And our parents above us may not have been able to give us as much as we give, just like a crocus in the first season of winter is not as spectacular as a lily is later in the summer. It's the first offering, the first gift. And I think that and the fact that we have different personalities, and each personality has a blessing, but it also has things to overcome. Think of it, that every person's like got incorrect wiring, and so did our parents or people who have hurt us. And they're struggling, that's their life lesson, to learn to overcome this. And so to me, that kind of understanding helped me to see that I was separate from the problem and rechange my memories. And so I want to get right in to the healing part, if that's okay, and the debriefing and the letting go. I created these healing flower symphonies at my website, jillswingsoflight.com, and I spent several years doing it. I studied the ancient Greeks, and they found that you can't, as you said so beautifully, you have to feel it to release it. Mm-hmm. And I like to think, like there's an invisible ghost hand, and it's coming inside me, and I got slime all over, and it's just like, you know, cleaning it up and, you know, getting it off the surfaces, and it kind of gets it excited. I feel it for a second, and then it takes it out. Mm-hmm. And so with that, with this cathartic music, these healing flower symphonies, I had like healing on two levels. I had the catharsis and then the building of the positive emotion and the virtue. And as I said before, you know, every time we feel the same thing, like we all know what love feels like, it always feels the same because it is. Mm-hmm. It is an octave of emotions. It's a precise frequency. So whenever we feel it, we get a habit of expressing that frequency or that feeling. So simply by connecting the frequency of a positive emotion and listening over and over and over again, we get the habit of that positive emotion. Another, you know, it's known as getting a virtue. But instead of using our will, gosh, just listen to music. I mean, how easy can it get?
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
It's a matter of repeat.
Right. So that we can start changing our programming or our habitual choice of frequency, right, and move it on up the emotional scale to something higher. Because doggone it, I mean, our physiology doesn't help us in that way because my understanding is that once a neuron has passed a certain pathway, okay, so listeners, once our brain has actually sung a certain song or thought a certain thought in a way, then it's easier for it to do that again. And when it's done it again, it's easier and quicker for it to do again and again and again. So if you've been thinking, mm-hmm. if you've been thinking, you know, for a long time, then that is really your most natural, normal way of being. And it takes making, it takes kind of pushing something up a hill a little bit to change that. And what a gift to be able to have music bring a new frequency in that helps to repattern that to where we don't just naturally fall back to our status quo of being angry or being depressed or, right? But how beautiful.
Right.
But Jill, I just loved what you said about, you know, the trauma and the traumatic childhood that you and your siblings experienced with you know, from your mother, and then looking back, seeing her diary after her death, and seeing, having compassion for her because you saw her as the one that was traumatized when she was young. And then let's blame the grandparents, you know? And then you see the grandfather who was the traumatized one when he was young. So, it, you know, isn't it easier to find forgiveness when we see that same soul that started, that was innocent and went through their own trauma? And, you know, we can go to a place where we don't see that one as being the bad guy, but also as the good guy, knowing that we're all equal. So, okay, stage one, again, understanding, debriefing, and grieving. Stage two is detaching and self-forgiveness. So it looks to me like detaching is even almost like unhooking, you know, so that this way of being, and that I think what we're just talking about is reprogramming our baseline state of mind, you know, that unhooking the incident and incident, the unhooking from the past, would we say, yeah? Yes. And moving,
creating a new song or a new memory,
right? And self-forgiveness,
it does change the past and it changes us now. Forgiveness is not about what the other person has done. Forgiveness is about harmony in yourself,
isn't it?
Period.
Yes. So wouldn't you say that forgiveness and unconditional love are really the same thing? It's accepting.
Yes.
It's actually finding a place of love for all that is. And I feel that the way we can do that for horrific things that happened is actually having love from a higher perspective for the higher plan that's playing out all the way through.
You will arrive at your destination.
Yeah.
So
and
sorry, we just had the GPS speak in and say, in 800 feet, you will arrive at your destination. So I would say that we are right around the corner from unconditional love.
Love, that's right.
That's the destination, isn't it?
Compassion, unconditional love.
So, yeah. How can sound and healing music bring us to that destination of unconditional love?
Okay, I got two different, I'm going to give you a music answer. And then I'm going to start talking about the sounds in our voice. Okay, so the first one, we're going to start on music. Again, you need a lot of repeats for sound because we ingest sound energy on all the time. We ingest sound energy in our skin, in our bones, not just in our ears. And it intermingles with us and it changes us. So back to my Healing Flower Symphonies, the idea was taken from some ancient South Americans who were healing according to they were trying to ingest the beauty and the energy of a flower. And the idea that the ancient people had was that by hanging around flowers and feeling their soft, subtle little vibrations, that you start to ingest that, and it's a form of natural medicine. And so the Healing Flower Symphonies actually put the frequencies of flowers in, like, because you can come up with a composite frequency of anything. So the music would go into, let's say, fear, and then it goes into trust, and then as it goes into trust, these ancient people had a flower, a gentian, that they, minimus, that they would sit around and ingest to overcome that fear. And I tried these out in a nursing home over the course of a year, and I found that it took about, I played once a week for an hour, it took about 6 months before anybody even spoke to me, or to anybody else for that matter. They were all like frozen. you know, zippers on their mouths or something. And after about 6 months, they started talking to me. After about 9 months, they were chatty Cathys. And we overlook the catharsis, and that's what's going in the music. You first you let go of a negative emotion, and then you build a positive. And I have two of these CDs with 12 emotions. And then my second way of healing the sound was by raising the consciousness. And again, I'm just taking ancient traditions and bringing them forward on top of my music. And what I did was I copied the way ancient people look at frequency patterns, not just ones that you hear, but they look at, you know, what God made. They look at nature. And they'd see the beauty in the flower, and then they'd, you know, with geometry, they'd try to come up with numbers or geometry or math. And those numbers then were converted to cycles per second in sound. So they would then listen to the shapes that God used when he created nature.
Oh, wow. So you've converted those shapes into sound frequencies.
Yes, yes. And that's in the Paint Your Soul. And it's very uplifting. I mean, people cry when they hear it. After many listens, they'll say they've changed their life path. You know, if they're stuck or frustrated, they can get back into the flow. Because when you get stressed, when you keep secrets, when you mistrust, all that stuff stops your energy.
Yes.
And you need to get that rolling for health, for love, for freedom.
And joy. Absolutely. Absolutely. How beautiful. Now, we're going to take another quick break there, Jill. Listeners, when we come back, we're going to look at stage three, learning to play, finding our inner child. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is Judy Satori, and I want to talk to you today about some incredible new Harmony flower remedy mists that came to me quite by accident. You spray them on the back of your neck, and what they do is they support you in finding alignment with the life you would most love to create, because they help to clear all this karmic miasmic patterning that we all have and are all releasing at this time. So as you breathe in the mists, you'll find that the agitation, if you have anxiety, or the fear, if you have fear, or grief, if you have grief, these emotions, which are really unpleasant and are really only part of a release, they release. So I highly recommend them, and I found the meditation spray excellent.
To order your Creating Harmony Flower Essence Mist, go to creatingharmonyllc.com or call us on 980-202-1055. 980-202-1055 to order your own mist.
Hi, this is Nami Nesbitt, and I'm here to share with you about the spiritual attunement session I received from Dr. Leslie. I was a very needy person, and since having her assistance, I have had a huge breakthrough in my self-confidence, self-esteem, and ability to feel complete within myself. People are noticing how different I am without knowing I had done anything. I get comments from others asking what is different. I smile and tell them, go see Dr. Leslie. I also receive guidance to my life path and clear answers to questions I had about my life from the Holy Spirit. If you are looking for clarity or a breakthrough in your life, I recommend you call Dr. Leslie for a spiritual attunement session today.
This is Dr. Leslie. If you want to release what's holding you back in life, get a deeper experience in your own spiritual walk, or to receive insights into patterns that have been occurring in your life, I can help. Consider me a phone line between you and heaven, and feel free to dial up for your God answers. Call me for your spiritual attunement session on 980-202-1055, or contact me through the website bridgeholistichealing.com. Again, that's 980-202-1055, 980-202-1055. Blessings. And walk sacred.
And we're back. This is Dr. Leslie with Jill Mattson on the line and Gagan Hunter in the room. Merck on the boards. Thank you, Merck. Always holding the space for us. Jill, we're going into stage three of recovering and healing from the family secrets, the distorted energy, the traumas of whatever kind from childhood. Stage three is learning to play, finding our inner child. What are your thoughts on that as far as interacting with sound or music to find that child, Jill?
Well, I studied music from around the globe in many of different secret groups. And in Theosophy, which would have been the turn of the century, in England, they had a lot of writings by adepts and masters, very advanced beings, and they reflected a lot on the classical music. They said that it was the Renaissance music that brought Europe out of the Dark Ages, showing that the early music, let's say, of Mendelssohn or Bach, very ornate, trilly, frilly stuff, came first, and then afterwards came the Victorian trilly frilly architecture and dress. And they talk about each one of the famous composers bringing in a different emotion and settling it across the human population, such as Beethoven. There's no charities on record prior to the compassionate music of Beethoven. And they bloom up all over Europe after his music is heard.
You are kidding me. So you're saying that Beethoven's music brought a frequency across the planet that birthed from it charity. And charity started of people helping others with compassion.
Yes.
How awesome.
Yes.
That's
and Robert
amazing.
Schumann, they say, Robert Schumann brought the music of the child. He has these lovely essays on, you know how it is like when you're with a baby at 6 months, 12 months, 18, 3 years old. You know, sometimes when things are just right, they have this feeling. And it's just a youthful feeling, and you only get it from a little baby or a little child. And musically, Robert Schumann plays these. And I think that's one way of going right back to your inner child. And not only does it heal your inner child, but it also heals and blesses and uplifts relationships with children.
Oh, remember, how beautiful.
Yeah, prior to Robert Schumann, children were to be seen and not heard.
Absolutely.
And it's only afterwards that you start the support groups and the more compassionate care towards children. So not only when you address your inner child through listening, but you also, you bless others. And here's another technique. If you go in your meditation group next week, just go back and pretend you were a child and start speaking in your child's voice.
Oh,
say anything you want. Just keep speaking, because you will go back to that actual energy or signature component, that frequency component that was you as a child.
How gorgeous. And we'll do that on Monday night. We will do that. And, you know, in the Robert Becker also suggested that when we're journaling as part of the process, to use your opposite dominant hand, like if you're right-handed, write with your left hand, and your writing will look more like a child. It helps you engage again with the inner child. Jill Madsen, thank you so much for joining us today. Listeners, we are going to continue this conversation next week. Jill and I are actually going to explore a conversation on prayer, but we will start by going further into, again, stage three, learning to play, finding our inner child, and stage four, which is talk, trust, and feel. Jill, thank you for being a part of this continuing conversation this week and next week about healing from the family secrets and traumas of the past, accessing that inner child, moving into the gift from the wound. This is about the truth, about the truth. Jill, thank you for being with us again. We look forward to having you again next week, and blessings today.
Thank you.
So, listeners, we have one more very special guest coming on now. We are being joined by Judy Satori, who's going to bring through her higher wisdom as well about and spiritual guidance as we're talking about healing the inner child and releasing from the past, moving into the gift from the wound. Judy, welcome.
Thank you, Leslie. It's really good to be on the program, and hello, everybody.
We've just got a couple minutes, but I'm so thankful that you're able to join us today to bring through a word. We are, you know, we've really been going into the gifts of the challenges that are set up in this life map, that we've actually been participants with creating the very specific obstacle course that we would go through, so that, like the athlete who's breaking breaking down the body through that hard exercise so that it then builds itself stronger and expands, that we are actually expanding Source itself as we go through our obstacles and then heal, and then the next obstacle and then heal. So thank you for bringing in what you have to give to us on that understanding about methods of healing and releasing the past, moving into that expanded gift.
Yes, it really all comes back to being our authentic self. And the only reason we get into situations in our families, in our relationships, in our lives, is because that those people are being called by our soul to be a trigger to help us release our inauthenticity, all aspects of ourselves that are not in alignment with our higher purpose and our higher plan for us, so that we might truly express love and grace and goodness and joy in our lives on this planet. And I think what Spirit has brought to me, myself, is a really simple technique. All you do is you put your hands crossed over your heart chakra, and you just feel. You don't think. If thoughts come into your mind, you just let them go. You just feel into that timeless, eternal soul essence of you. And when we do this, and we just feel the truth of who we are, the anxieties, the stresses, the conflicts tend to fade away, because as we tune into the inner heart of our own being, our energy will change. And as our energy changes, our interrelationships with others will also change, because that dynamic shifts. And I think that's the easiest and the most simplest way, Leslie, that I have experienced in just coming back to my center, is to put my hands crossed over my heart chakra and just feel. Just feel the truth of the love that you are.
Judy, this is so beautiful. It just brings to mind a method, and actually what science has found is the best method of detecting counterfeit money is to actually study real money that's not counterfeit, so that the trained eye that studies that which is the truth easily recognizes that which is not. And this sounds like a way of actually connecting with very deeply who we truly are, and then what we're not will become more obvious to us to be able to drop away, or just will drop away naturally as we do. That's such a beautiful, simple step. So just hands over the heart chakra.
Really, really easy. Just hands over, crossed over the heart chakra, and you don't think, you don't pray, you don't beg, you just feel.
Just feel.
Just feel the essence of yourself. And as your energy shifts and you, the process, you see, so every time you get out of sync and out of whack and feel grumpy or stressed, just bring your hands back to your heart chakra, feel the essence of self, and do something nice for yourself.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for your sharing and your blessed presence with us today. This is Judy Satori. Again, her website is thesoundoflight.com, and on it you'll find many free gifts and tools to help you on your own life journey and spiritual path. Judy, thank you and blessings. Listeners, thank you for tuning in today. We are signing off, and see you next week again as we continue the conversation about the truth, and the power of prayer. This is Dr. Leslie. Walk sacred.